Just like Cougar fans come together for BYU basketball, the community gathers around KSL each morning for important news. Listen tomorrow between 5 and 9 to KSL News Radio.
Cougar Nation rolls on. We're breaking down BYU and Texas. The big win for the Cougs, 84-72. We're trying to figure out the horns down controversy as well. You can chime in, 801-575-8255. Love to get your thoughts on the win. And looking ahead to the next two road games at West Virginia on Saturday. That'll be right after Cougar Sports Saturday. So noon to 3, we'll be here with you. And not only will we be talking a lot of hoops, we'll be breaking down a new Big 12 football schedule being released tomorrow. So looking forward to that, Mitch. And we'll be doing that on Saturday like we do every single Saturday. Also, I have to throw this out there. I'm going to wake up early and get to the Apple store on Saturday to try out that Apple Vision Pro headset. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's a side tangent, though.
Yes, that would be pretty cool. I was actually having that conversation with my brother-in-law last night, and I was like, how cool would that be? And my argument, too, I would love to just, show up to a BYU basketball game up there and just wear that the whole game.
You're just typing.
I'm just pinch texting, you know.
That'd be amazing.
Fellow media members are like, what is this guy doing?
I might need to buy it just for that, because you could have the – the court in front of you and all these windows off to the side. You're just pinching here.
I would love it. Like, in terms of multitasking, it would be absolutely incredible. But at $3,500, I might have to wait on that. I'm going to have to shelve that a bit. But anyway, we got to get to what's trending up and trending down with BYU Hoops.
Cougar Nation, trending. What's trending up and what's trending down this season?
We do this every single week on Cougar Nation. Some things are on the up and up. Other things are slipping a bit. Let's start on a positive note, and I'll start things off, Mitch. I thought a big turning point earlier in the week for me was Dallin Hall putting pressure on the rim, and he did that against Houston. He had a great transition throwdown against the Cougars earlier in the week, and there were other games, especially in losses, where I just felt like when he would drive in, the Baylor game comes to mind, where he would drive, even Texas Tech, you're driving in and there's not an emphasis to actually score. You're just driving in to kick it out. They recognize that. It turns into a turnover. The other way, it turns into a three, back-breaking threes. And you're like, Dallin, you have to go to the rim with the intent to score. And I thought he did a great job against Houston and in the win against Texas of getting downhill, putting pressure on the rim, drew a couple and ones, finished those as well. So I like Dallin Hall. I think he's trending up. Even though he wasn't a double-digit scorer, his play in Big 12 has been better statistically than it was in non-conference play. He's trending up, and I like that he's attacking the basket.
Started slow in Big 12 play, but I feel like he's playing pretty well right now. I mean, plus 16 and plus minus a team high in the win over Texas on Saturday, 84-72. For me, trending up, just BYU's ability to reinvent itself. You know, this is now becoming where there's so much intel, there's so much data on these teams. The scouting reports are going to be so detailed on how to attack BYU. It's pretty clear on what you got to do. So what's BYU's next gear? What's their next move? And credit to BYU's coaching staff, Cody Feger offensively, Cahill Fennell on the defensive side, of their ability to adjust and adapt and to still kind of have new looks that can keep these teams on their heels. I think coming up on Saturday against West Virginia, you got to do that again. I mean, I would like to get to a point, Matt, where you see, and Mark Pope has talked about it a ton since October at Big 12 Media Day in Kansas City, he wants Ali Khalifa and Foose on the floor at the same time. Now with those two guys looking and feeling healthy, do they go to, you know, a full week of prep for West Virginia? Do they throw in a new wrinkle to kind of catch West Virginia off guard? That's what sometimes this league is about. BYU doesn't have the personnel that can just show up and do what they do and just impose their will, because they just don't have the athleticism and size to overpower teams in this league. So you got to have the great schemes. You got to have the great scouting reports and coaches. And look, BYU's got talent, But I just like their ability to adjust and kind of reinvent themselves.
And Coach Terry of the Texas Longhorns was complimentary of just that after the loss against BYU.
Really challenged us from a defensive standpoint in terms of how they play. I thought we did a really good job neutralizing their made threes. They did a great job attacking the paint. You know, we needed to try to put together some consecutive stops, and we weren't able to do that today.
No, they weren't able to do that because of what you just said, Mitch. BYU's ability to just find different ways. And what I love, too, is they still got out in transition. Even though they were focused on the paint, it didn't feel like they slowed the game down. It was still up-tempo. There was just a bigger emphasis down low.
And how impressive, too, was it? 64% shooting from the field. I mean, you do that in any game, BYU's going to win. I don't care if it's Kansas, Houston. You should put that percentage up. BYU will win in any game in this league. And the fact that BYU's been so competitive and down to the wire against pretty much everyone in this conference, when you have a good shooting night like BYU did on Saturday, it bodes well for the Cougars.
Trending down for me is BYU's backup point guard situation. Another game, Mitch, where Trey Stewart doesn't play. And I got to say, on the point of Trey Stewart, that doesn't bother me. Last time we saw him against Cincinnati, he was not good. He played 4 minutes. He had four turnovers. I think he lost a lot of trust in that game on his ability to take care of the basketball. That's what you have to do as the point guard. Look, Trey has been up and down shooting the ball. That's fine. You can be up and down shooting the ball. What you can't do as a backup point guard is come in and promptly turn it over four times in 4 minutes. So they've been looking for answers. They were hoping it was going to be Dawson Baker, but he got shut down for the year because of the foot injury. And that was Dawson Baker, too. That injury, if something gets in the way of BYU having a special season, I'm going to come back and point to that injury. Because Dawson Baker has everything in a package that BYU sorely needs. Another option is a ball handler, a creator off the dribble. Like, those are things that BYU still needs that Baker would have provided, but he's done for the year. Jackson Robinson has been getting some run at backup point guard, and he was okay against Texas. He wasn't great against Houston. I thought Robinson had a nice bounce-back game. Don't get me wrong. 17 points, 8 of 11 from the field, played good defense, was getting to the rim. But Jackson Robinson is at his best when he is naturally beside a point guard in Dallin Hall.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, that point guard situation, Dawson Baker, his absence looms large, I do believe, for this team, even though you know, he hasn't, you know, he only had a few cameos, I guess you could say, for this season. He's a heck of a player, but he's still got, you know, potentially two more years remaining in his college career if he gets that NCAA medical waiver after this season. For me, I'm going to go just slightly, and it's not a personal attack or anything, but he's just coming back from the injury. Trevin Nell is kind of a new role coming off the bench after that foot injury that caused him to miss the Iowa State game. It hasn't been as on fire from three as he has as he was prior to the foot injury.
A three against Texas,
and he didn't. And it's just again, it might be a case of just kind of filling out your new role. Like there's clearly a different dynamic when you're coming off the bench than being in the starting five. I just because that you might have different personnel that you're not used to playing the same lineup. I mean, Trevin Nell was just on a roll. He was the best 3-point shooter in the league after the first four games or so, and then that foot injury kind of set him back, and hopefully he kind of gets out of this rut that he's in. And the nice thing for BYU is that whether it's Nell, Jackson Robinson, Noah Waterman, there's so many guys on this team. Foose, I could go on and on, Ali Khalifa, Dallin Hall, all these guys on any given night could be the number one guy. But you do wonder if you do get to a game when it's close and you're on the road and you got to find a way to break through and get that critical road win in this league. Like, who's going to be that guy that just, you know, kind of puts it on the deck and goes and gets a bucket? Is it Jackson Robinson? I don't know yet. I just feel like that's something that I still don't know, quite know with this team, because I feel like you've got to get to at least 8 wins in this conference to guarantee and feel comfortable that you're going to be in the NCAA tournament.
I feel like the answer to that right now for me is Foose. I feel like
okay.
Foose, one aspect of his game that he has really improved on this year, Mitch, is kicking it out when a double comes or even if there's just a wide-open shooter. His pass, I believe it was Foose who kicked it back out to Trevin when he missed the three that would have given the lead against Houston earlier in the week, and then that ended up not going as close as it looked because of free throws at the end. I just think he's such a problem physically down low, And if he's going to show that IQ to make the right play, then I might be okay just jumping it down to him. And if he gets a good look, it's a high percentage shot. If not, he'll make the right play and kick it out.
Let's take more of your phone calls, 801-575-8255. You can weigh in on Horns Down. You can weigh in on the rest of this schedule. First month of Big 12 play is in the books for BYU as they turn the page to February. We'll get an early look on West Virginia coming up next here on Cougar Nation. It's powered by KSL Sports.